Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to the Health and Wellness Power Hour with myself, Sister Denise, and my co-host, Brother Sean. Our intention for doing this show is to inspire you to make healthy lifestyle choices so that you can live life and live it more abundantly. And I want to welcome you all that are listening. Thank you for joining us tonight. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. And I'm just going to introduce myself, and then I will bring on my co-host, Brother Sean. I'm Sister Denise Muhammad. I'm a self-care and wellness coach and author, also the founder of the Self-Care Network on Facebook. And we take a holistic approach to wellness, which includes your mind, body, and spirit. And my sole purpose is to inspire you to make healthy lifestyle choices so that you can have more abundant life. I specialize in essential oils with the foundation of how to eat to live. And I'm currently pursuing my Bachelor of Science degree in health and wellness because I want to get a deeper understanding of health and wellness so that I can help you to heal yourself. And so my co-host, Brother Sean, Brother Sean, are you there? All right, I'm going to go ahead, and if you're there, unmute your line. Brother Sean is the CEO and founder of Supreme Health and Wellness. He's also an author of several books. He is also a life coach, and he grows his own food. Brother Sean is also currently pursuing his Bachelor of Science in Health and Wellness as well. So I want to bring on my co-host, Brother Sean. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Brother Sean.
Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sir?
All right. I guess I had to give the greetings to be heard. Because I was saying hello and peace and blessings, but as soon as I said assalamu alaikum, you heard me. So I guess okay. That's the formal greeting we have to use there.
Right. Wa alaikum salam, sir. Glad to have you co-hosting this show with me tonight. I'm very excited, as I know you are as well. So we're going to get into our topic. Our topic today is mental health and wellness, mental health awareness. And before we get into it, I just want to preference it with a quote from How to Eat to Live. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that we kill ourselves daily by the way we think and by the way we eat. So today we want to address the mental, because he put think first before eating. And it's important, our mental health is important, because when we can help you to heal your mind or have a mindset shift, you can make healthier lifestyle choices for yourself.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I recently launched my book, How to Treat Depression Naturally, and in the book I discuss the top seven essential oils that help you to support a healthy mental state. So we want to address that. And Brother Sean, do you have anything to add as far as in regards to the quote of we kill ourselves daily on the way we think and the way we eat?
Yes, ma'am. We are what we eat. So whatever we say we are is only a part of the equation. But what we eat, because we are also material, and the spirit that we have that is us is housed in the material. And if they don't coincide with each other, if they both aren't made of the same thing or consistent with each other, then that's where we have diseases and all of these other health issues that we suffer with.
Yes, sir.
Because the human body is created to heal itself.
Yes, sir.
You cut lacerate yourself, nobody has to treat it. You break a bone, nobody has to treat it. Or any other thing, our bodies will literally heal itself, and that's the whole foundation of an immune system. So if we can't heal ourselves, if we find ourselves in a situation where our body is not healing itself, the first place we should be able to look and find a idea is in what we are eating.
Right. And what we're eating as far as mentally as well, what are we putting in our mind?
Sister Denise.
Yes, sir. You there?
I'm sorry. My phone had went out for a second. I didn't hear. If you said anything, I didn't catch you.
Oh, I said, and what we, what we think about our thoughts, what we're feeding on spiritually and mentally, that definitely plays a role in that, and that's why and that's why we chose this topic of mental health, mental wellness, because we have to get our minds right so that we can think right to make those healthy choices. And that's what, in my book, I deal with that as well, as far as with depression. I was reading a study from the U.S. National Library of Medicine, and it states depression is one of the greatest health concerns affecting 350 million people globally. Depression is the leading cause of disability in the United States among people ages 15 to 44.
Wow.
And that statistic is just amazing. Like, go ahead.
No, I was just wanted to tie that into, like I say, with the mental depression, that's what causes us to eat other than human food.
Right.
Which causes our body to, it's like a form of suicide.
Mm.
It's that highest expression of self-hatred. All right, I hate myself so much that
Wow.
I'm going to just do it. I'm killing myself. Without recognizing it, because most of us got a doctor that we might not see on a regular basis, but we see them enough to where they tell us, hey, you're obese. Hey, you have a heart problem. Hey, you have lupus. Hey, you have we do see a doctor to get some type of report.
Right.
So we have a basic idea of our personal condition. And if we, like you say, with that mental health, it's almost a given to say an overweight person is a mentally ill person.
Wow.
Because you don't suddenly gain 40 pounds overnight. You don't even gain 10 pounds overnight. You have to accumulate that. And the only way you can accumulate that is by eating foods that you know is not good for you.
Yes, sir. And why do you think that is? Why do we knowingly do that?
Psychology says when you look at yourself, your eye will focus on one of two things, that which you love most about yourself or that which you hate most about yourself. And we are a people that have been taught self-hatred.
where even amongst the conscious community, some people don't want to be called black. That's cool. I don't have a problem with that. But that's just how the essence black. You got some. I'm not black. I'm brown. That's cool too. So when you look at yourself, is what you see is the hatred of your own black skin?
Wow.
Or
wow.
When you look at yourself, do I see the love that I have of my black skin?
Right.
And from that right there, we will make life or death choices.
Yes,
I love my black self, and I'm going to do what I got to do to make sure my black self sticks around as long as possible. Or I hate my black self, and I'm going to turn it up, get lit right now.
Well, yes, that's what it boils down to, self-love or self-hatred.
And all praises due, you have access to the same type of life essence that we are.
Mm-hmm.
The aroma, that violet, what they call that volatile oil.
Right, the essential oil, the life essence of the plant.
Yes. Yeah, right. See, so these are in nobody within the last 100 years, but these are old traditions. We've been smelling plants to heal and to ease our mind. We've been doing that.
Yes, sir.
That's why we cultivated some of these plants to increase their smell so we could feel good smelling them. Everybody loves the smell of a beautiful rose.
Yes.
So, you know, we for those that's listening now and that will listen later, you know, our sister Denise, our scientist, you know, she has oil, we hate to call them oils because that's selling them very, very short.
Right, because people get that confused with a coconut oil or an olive oil or something like that, but it's actually a vapor. Is the vapor the life essence of a plant? So if it's the life essence of a plant, then what is it going to do for us? And Brother Sean, tie that into the aromatherapy and the power of aromatherapy and how does it work? Like how does me opening up a bottle of, I'll just say, essential oil and inhaling it, how does that help me with my depression? For the science aspect of it.
I was ready to ask you that, but the quickest path to our brain is our nose. So if we are trying to impact an effect on our brain, on our mental abilities, on our mental power, on our mental quality, the mouth, the ear, and the nose are the three ways that we can get to our brain.
Right.
The quickest and shortest is our ears and our nose. The best is our nose because it goes right to, the olfactory sensors go right to that part of the brain that senses pleasure or displeasure.
Right.
Because we'll smell a food and decide if we like it or not, and that will decide if we eat it or not.
Right.
You smell another person, you're going to decide if they smell good or not, so you're going to be beside them or not. You know?
Yes, sir.
You smell a skunk, which tells you to get away from it.
Right.
That nose And like you say, the what they call the olfactory senses, I mean, that's the path going right to your brain. So when we have something that can bring or help bring mental clarity, and it doesn't bring mental clarity through no magical potion. No. When you inhale it, it smells so good, it takes your mind off of whatever you were thinking about.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
So, like, and when we get stuck in that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like when I inhaled the orange oil, it takes me all the way back to a pleasurable moment in my childhood. It literally does. What you're saying is absolutely correct.
And that's
is so powerful that it can erase emotional trauma and increase your lifespan just from inhaling the oil.
Yes, ma'am. And there's science that I'm going to have to dig. For those that might want to know, we're going to leave ways to contact us. But there is science, you know, to receive. And there's no such thing as new. The languages that we use, we have to understand that the common language is advertising language. That's what the advertising, vegan, vegetarian, essential oil.
Right.
These are just catchphrases that they come so they can play on a commercial and it sounds appealing. Or they can make it sound jazzy and do wordplay with it. But in actuality, everything is energy. So energy that the vapors that the volatile oils, essential oils have, they come, like you say, that's from the essence of the plant.
Yes, sir.
That's going into the nature of the plant. We extract that better than we do if we put it in our stomach. So the essence of an orange, if I'm feeling ill, vitamin C is a great antioxidant. It's a great healer. The essence of it, I can capture better in myself through my olfactory senses than I can through my digestive system.
Right, because it doesn't have to go through that whole process of breaking down. Yes, sir.
And nine times out of ten, we're going to have something else already in our digestive system being digested. So we might not even ever get the orange. Which is why those vapors have an instantaneous effect. Because like you say, you don't have to come from your stomach up. It's right there. Hitting your brain, hitting your power source. So, you know, that's, and like I say, the main thing is it takes your mind off of what you were thinking to allow you to think something differently, better, or whatever. You won't be stuck.
Right. So I want to let our callers know that if you have a question, you can press 1, and we'll gladly answer any questions that you may have. So go ahead and press 1 if you have a question.
Yes, and like you said, this whole idea, comes off of, me and you have had many conversations on the conditions of our people and how we can best apply the knowledge that, we have learned thus far and continuing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just knew as a whole, if we just knew the minimal, and not even because it's no, I mean, the first thing our people, and if there's anybody that's listening and will listen, the main thing I want you to understand is that nobody can heal you. You have to heal yourself. Me, Sister Denise, or anybody else, your local health professional, the only thing that we can do is help you to facilitate an atmosphere, an environment of health and healing in yourself.
Right.
Doctors do it by you wanting to have confidence in them. We doing it by we wanting to put that confidence in you.
Teach.
Pain is an idea. You have to look at yourself and you have to tell yourself that you hurt. Ah, my leg hurt. Just as easy as it was to do that, you could say, oh, my leg don't hurt.
So that's kind of like the placebo effect, Brother Sean.
Yeah, see, but I don't want to give you nothing. And this is what they call allopathic. This what Western medicine is built on the plus, because they know it does not work.
That's right.
They know how to. They are scientists. They are looking under microscopes at cells and atoms, and they don't. They know that this doesn't work.
Right.
And they know it's a miraculous event that can happen when somebody's mind intercedes with their body. They call it a phenomenon. Wow. They,
right.
I don't know what you just healed. What? See? But they will constantly tell you, I don't know why you are sick. Come on.
Right, they don't know what the root cause is.
See,
90% of our ills come from what we eat, what we put in our body.
And that comes from what we think.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm hungry. I want to have a hamburger. I want to eat like an animal today. I don't want to be a human being today.
Wow.
This my cheat day. See? Which is,
yeah.
So this, all right, man. Okay, I'm just asking, see? So those that's listening, I'm definitely not making fun. For those that will listen, I'm definitely not making fun. But if we don't, if that's part of the diagnosis,
right,
is to look at everything that could have an effect before I administer any type of remedy.
Right.
Because there's only 10 ways. Go
ahead.
What'd you say, sister? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The side effects to these medications, like I heard a commercial, and they were talking about depression and antidepressants. And then they say may cause thoughts of suicide, may cause, and they had this beautiful music playing in the background, you know, somebody walking through a field of flowers, but it may cause suicidal thoughts or, you know.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Right. that's why we're doing this show, to offer you a healthy alternative, what's natural, and they call what we do alternative medicine, but it's really not alternative medicine. This is what, like Brother Sean said in the beginning, this is what we did. We've
right.
just been turned away from it because somebody wants to make loads of money. That's really the bottom line.
Well, see, we have to understand also, there's no such, we commercialize. We have to turn them 30-second commercials off and not let
right.
that be a determining factor in how we govern our lives. Because there is no such thing as good food. I don't care with anybody. There is no such thing as good food. If you eat something that your body doesn't need or has already got too much of,
right,
you're not eating healthy. And all of these elements that make up what they call vitamins and minerals and protein, carbohydrates and lipids and all of these other things, they are consistent in everything. Some just have more of one thing than another. But they all have the same base because it's all a plant. It's all life. Everything is atoms.
Yes, sir.
So when I had already reached, this is going into the mental. I don't want to get it because this is our future show where we're going to get more into this. But so I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves and, you know.
All the way in the first show.
Right. But as dealing with the mental, why? Okay, why? Like I said, the doctor goes and he wants to treat you, say you got a cold, and he's going to try to treat you for a cold, which there's no such thing called a cold. But nevertheless, they are treating you for a cold when they should be treating you on why you can't heal yourself.
Right.
So a brother Sean come and say, hey, I'm not feeling good. It should be, what's wrong with you? It should be, why can't your body recover? Why can't you make yourself feel good? So any type of treatment I get, it shouldn't be addressing the symptom.
Right.
Because pain is an idea. You don't have to give me a pill to take away pain. You could just say, hey, tell yourself you don't hurt no more. That works wonders.
Right.
We'll be amazed at what we can tell ourselves and what ourselves would do.
So, Brother Sean, explain that for our listeners that may not understand the power of thought. How can I tell myself I don't hurt when I know I just fell and scraped my knee and it hurt? So how am I telling myself it doesn't hurt?
You got to tell it. Hey, you just got to say it until you believe it. It might not hurt. It might not take the first time. Perfect. So if I, on the 10th time in a row that I've told myself it don't hurt and I'm getting control of my breathing, and I'm getting control of myself. So it might take me 10, 20 times to say it in a row. I don't hurt. I don't hurt. I don't hurt. I don't hurt. Because a simple YouTube, you can watch a Chinese man breathe 3 times, lay on a board of nails, put weight on top of him, break bricks on top. Why he laying on the board? Not only does it not hurt, but they haven't punctured his skin. And ain't not nobody else that's around willing to try it. See? So that same concept is the basic concept of self-actualization. That can't nothing happen to me unless I say it's happening.
Right.
Which we get examples when we see people that may look poor or not doing well, and we'll develop sympathy for them. But if we hear their story, they be like, nah, I'm good. I'm free. I'm happy. Us looking at them, see, their self-actualization is, I'm in control. It don't matter. Those that don't have it, we need all these creatures, man. But, you know, I'm sorry. this is for the listening audience. This is another future show that we're going to get more, because Sister Denise has a book now, and she has more coming. I have, which is considered a library of books now. So we're going to break them apart and go into them and why we created them. And all of this is in future, but like this is our introduction to Sister Denise and Brother Sean.
Yes, sir.
And what we have to offer.
All to help you praise me to Allah.
Wow. Which you already say to help you what?
To help them heal themselves, help you heal yourself.
Yeah.
That's what we offer. We are the facilitators. You have to take part in your own healing, your own resurrection.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's a process. And we started with the mental first, because you have to have a mindset shift. Because I know a lot of our people, I got to ask my doctor. I got to, check with my doctor. I don't know if I can do this. So we're dealing with that mindset as well. So that's what, we're your facilitators.
How long do you want to live? How long? That's what it is. See, that's
right.
That's that mental state. Those that don't want to live long, that's how they live. 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, snacks in between. I want the latest soda, the latest ice. Ooh, they got that vanilla chocolate swirl ice cream coming out, Häagen-Dazs. I'm going to get it.
Right.
Or the new steak burger. It doesn't matter. The navy bean burger. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. The mindset is we think the enjoyment of life comes from our taste buds, out of all of the senses we have. Wow. So, with the blessings of God, for those that don't know the word Allah, with the blessings of the Creator, with the life force, however we identify with it, it's okay. There is only one, and we pray that He is with us in this movement that we trying to bring to our people.
Yes, sir.
Because it's so easy. I mean, it is so easy to be not just healthy, to enjoy abundant life, to not just not grow old, but grow young.
Right. That's what I'm talking about, young Jeff.
we growing young. So if those that want to grow young with us continue to log in and listen in, we have, like I said, we have contact information that we readily available. I mean this is my business, Supreme Health and Fitness by Sean Ali. The last going on 4 years, I've been trying to help whoever wants to help themselves, because that's all I can do. That's all I can do, So,
right.
Like I said, God willing, we'll have, if it's just one, sis, if it's just one, oh, that's beautiful.
Yes.
I'm good.
Each one teach one.
That's right.
So, from the book, in regards to the book, the oils, the aromatherapy, and I was reading another article where it says that the aromatherapy is so powerful, and this can help us that are going through Ramadan, that it can cut food cravings. Certain essential oils that you inhale can cut your food cravings, such as grapefruit oil, peppermint oil, and there are a few others. But that's just the power of it. And if you're going through depression or you know someone that is and they're on antidepressants, you know, offer them, you can offer them an alternative. And that is my whole purpose for doing the book, because I have a friend that was going through depression and did the antidepressant, and she told me how it made her feel. So I know for a fact that that stuff is no good. So we're offering the essential oils, the aromatherapy, to help you come out of that mood, that state of mind, to support your mental well-being, because the mind, body, spirit, it's all connected. If your mind isn't right, you can be eating the best of foods, so to speak, and still, but if your thinking is wrong, that's going to create a whole chemical reaction that's going to counteract what you're eating. So we definitely have to get our minds right, you know, and be in a better place mentally in order to have abundant life.
Yes, because if you're mad, if you're upset, that produces energy and acid in your stomach that makes it hard for you to digest food if you're eating while you're mad.
Right.
Or sad. Which is why most people in those conditions, they become malnourished because they can't eat.
Right.
Because every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction according to science. So every thought is an action that has an opposite and equal reaction inside of ourselves, not outside.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody learns the word depressed, which is an unnatural and inhumane, that's not human. That's not a human word. Which is why people become suicidal and can't handle those type of emotions, because those aren't human. That's not what a human, we balance. We have melanin. We have soul. We are godly. We pray. We have, it's all these mechanisms that you have to have something contrary to go that route. So somebody somewhere, go ahead, sis. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Finish your thought.
No, I mean, if somebody somewhere looked at themselves and said, I'm depressed. And when they told that to somebody, somebody else had to accept it in order for it to be a societal concept.
Wow.
You understand? That's a sick mind.
You know, now, and I've heard, brother.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Brother Minister Jabril, he said that depression is a sign of ingratitude. So if we just take time out when you feeling down or feeling blue or whatever, just sit down and write down 5 things you're grateful for, and your mood will immediately shift, because 2 things can't occupy the same space at the same time. So you can't be grateful and depressed at the same time.
Yes. Simplifying.
I mean, that's not mathematical.
And, you know, the sad thing is, it's a doctor somewhere that as a study, some women are going to say, be wrong, and this pill will help.
Right, right.
And it'll be somebody that believed them and take that pill. Oh, if we just knew the power that we have in ourselves. Wow.
Yes. Looks like we have a caller. Someone has a question or a comment. Area code 318, last four digits, 4573.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam. Who do we have on the line?
We have Sister Tamalik J. Muhammad. How are you doing, sister?
Fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Ramadan Mubarak to you and to Brother Sean. I have a
Ramadan
question, man. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Basically, I'm striving, you know, you all both are so inspirational with, the wellness and the help that you are doing and striving to do. It's just definitely an inspiration of both of you. And so I would just like to, to get up to the level that you guys are on. Definitely, I'm striving to be better, trying to put more of fruit in my diet and also vegetables, inshallah. And I was just wondering, with it being Ramadan, of course, it's, we all get a bit, I know I do, a bit exhausted or sleepy, et cetera. So I was wondering, could you please give me any tips that I can do to better, get the most of Ramadan? Can I guess eat a little different or whatever you can, suggest would be greatly appreciated.
Great question.
Good question.
Thank you.
Brother Sean.
We both can because we both can, I know what Sister Denise does with the essential oils. Man, that's that because, and most of the time when we are hungry, they say it's because we are dehydrated. And when we are dehydrated, it's because we aren't breathing right. So being oxygen deficient has the same symptoms as being hungry or being thirsty. So,
wow.
It's three things we have to do to qualify to be alive. We have to breathe, drink, and eat in that order. So your nose is your breathing apparatus.
Yes,
if we are breathing in and out as properly created, that the sensation of hunger is not always a feeling of hunger, but it is a feeling of your body not having enough oxygen.
Wow.
So we don't know the language, so we drink or eat.
Mm-hmm.
Still feel tired after you do it because you didn't solve the problem. Okay, you see what I'm saying? Because you only got three things. You got the breathing, right? And eat. So if you try eating and drinking and that doesn't work, we got one more thing. And that's the breathing part, the most important part.
Right.
That if we don't do that one right, whatever we eat or drink won't work, which is why we still die and can't make it past 65. So as you, and especially during Ramadan, or a time of fasting where we are testing ourselves, because that's all it is a self-test.
Yes, yes.
Okay, if I'm breathing, if I got enough oxygen in my body, I'm not losing my water ratio, so I don't have dry mouth. I don't have the cotton mouth. I don't.
Right. I know about the cotton mouth.
Yes, right. See, we're not breathing right.
Oh, wow.
We are destroying the fabric of our mouth because this air is dirty. We can't. It's acid rain, dust mites, dander. We got all kinds of dust, the lead from the cars, carbon monoxide. It's all everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when we breathe with our mouth, we take in all and we destroy our mouth. But then we are losing our water ratio.
Mm-hmm.
This is why on a cold day you can see the air. When they breathe out, you can see it. That's water being frozen. It's water.
Oh.
See, that's, you being dehydrated. You can't see it.
Oh, wow. Yes, sir.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Oh, praise be to Allah. That's the main thing that I found out.
Okay.
And, you know, your nose, sis. So when Sister Denise answers, which she's going to hit you, but I'm saying from my point, your nose is your in and out your nose, I don't care what nobody say. The only time we use your mouth to breathe if I'm trying to save you.
Yes, sir. Praise
because your mouth is connected to your stomach, not your lungs. Okay, your esophagus is your mouth, your esophagus, stomach. It's nose, trachea, lungs. It's a little flap.
Mm-hmm.
That at the top that so it's an emergency flap. It keeps the food out of the trachea, but it also allows you to have to breathe in case your nose get clogged up.
Yes,
but it doesn't stay open. You have to force it open.
Right. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, brother.
Yes,
wow.
Man. I'm gonna let Sister Denise. She got, I'm telling you, them oils she got. Oh,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they help you during especially during Ramadan, because like you say, you start feeling tired or after you eat you just wanna lay down and go to bed.
essential
oil can actually give you an energy boost. And you don't have to ingest it to get the energy boost. You can diffuse it. You can inhale it straight out of the bottle. You can apply it topically to your skin, certain ones, of course. And it helps you with your energy. It helps you with your mood and uplifting your spirit. And it also can cut the cravings. You can inhale peppermint oil, and it'll make you feel satisfied, like you might have been hungry. And it'll just make you feel satisfied to where you're not having that craving anymore. So, yes, ma'am, definitely those essential oils help.
Yes, ma'am, I'm definitely going to, I have some money in a couple of days here, so I'm going to definitely purchase some of those essential oils. Beautiful sister, brother, I'm loving it. Yes, sir.
All praises to, and that's what and it's not, you know, and we want to take the magical potion out of this stuff. So it's not, you know, when the sister say, you know, it gives you energy or boosts your energy, that's not, it's when we are weighed down by a heavy mental burden, that's a weight, and it affects our whole body. So when you got a substance that you can just merely inhale, it changes your mind. So it's like it takes all of that weight. You don't even remember this weight. So now all of that energy you didn't have, it frees up because it stops you from thinking about it.
Right.
And all you can make, oh, wow, this smells so big. That's the only day you can really
yeah, sure. Right.
You went from I hate myself to oh, this smells so beautiful. Wow.
Right.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Forgot all about you hated yourself.
Yes, sir. I'm definitely gonna get some of that. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. So, yes, that was a beautiful call, man. All praise, Jan. Sister Pamela couldn't have came in at a better time.
Right.
With a more timely question, you know, and...
Right, and that's the beauty, you know. Because we do it like that favorite cologne, or perfume, or even laundry detergent.
Right.
Some people refuse to use a different fragrance because it takes them when they smell it. It takes them to where they need to be at.
Exactly.
Oh, see. Y'all got a perfume that y'all don't wear unless y'all want to smell sexy.
So, right.
If y'all don't have that on, y'all don't feel. But soon as y'all smell it, you feel sexy. See what I'm saying?
Right. Yes, sir.
Brothers, too. Wow. You know, we'll have collection of scents, but we'll have our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
The go-to. I smell like a god when I got this on.
Right. Wow.
Right. So when we got, and that's what the beauty of the olfactory senses is, and going into what it does, its function, is to, you know, it's right there by the brain. You know,
right. Wow.
But yeah, that's
what Sister Pam about the breathing, and you know, because I hear people say in through the nose and out through the mouth, and that's just totally wrong. And when I read your book, and you said in the book that. When you're that the mouth is not kept connected to the respiratory system, I'm like, oh yeah, that made so much sense, you know.
Right, and that's why we have so many upper respiratory, lower respiratory infections. And it's the ear, nose, and see, he's not checking your. See, that's what I'm saying. They. Instead of the doctor telling you this, when you go there, like I said, they're giving breathing treatments and with all of these gadgets hooked up to your mouth.
Right.
Even the asthma treatment. How can you? My mouth is connected to my esophagus naturally. I have to unnaturally force stuff from my mouth to my trachea.
Yes.
Yeah. See, and then we wonder why there's no filter. See, but that's when we are hungry, I wanted to, you know, like I say, because the science goes when we're hungry, it's because we're dehydrated, and when we're dehydrated, it's because we're oxygen deficient. And it's
right.
Just the signals that our body is the body is saying, hey, do something. We're just not doing the right thing.
Right.
Oh, I'm hungry. I eat. I'm still tired. Well, that wasn't the answer then. I'm thirsty. I drunk. I'm still. Oh, well, then that was. Now it's only one thing left, and that's the breathing.
Wow.
Am I doing that right?
5 minutes left. I'm going to ask if any callers that are on the line, if you have any questions before we get ready to close out a few minutes, press 1 and we'll get you on the line. So, Brother Sean, let our callers know how they can contact you or connect with you, and I'll do the same.
Right. On Facebook, Sean Ali,
S-E-A-N-A-L-I. I got my Supreme Health and Fitness is a page on there. My Supreme Garden and Nursery. Even my, I got the hair businesses, the Supreme Cuts, Supreme
right,
Styles. So you can, if you Google Sean Ali,
right.
You can find me. If my books are available on Amazon.com. You can, if you Google my name, all five of my books will show up. From Oxygen, The Life in Atomic Form, Understanding Carbohydrates, Life Energy, The Sun, Glucose, and Why Humans Are Herbivores, Understanding Our Human Energy, and Enjoying Abundant Life, my newest creation.
Not from there.
Oh, yeah, and I got the new one coming too.
Yeah, the almanac.
Right. So, you know, and it's all geared to help you make the right decisions to heal yourself.
Yes.
That's it.
Praise be to God. Yes, and I am Sister Denise Renee Muhammad on Facebook. You can connect with me there. Send me a friend request. I also have a group on Facebook, the Self Care Network. You can Google that, not Google, but search that in Facebook and it'll come up. You can also catch me on Periscope at Denise Self Care. Where else am I? I'm everywhere. Instagram, Denise Renee Muhammad. And you can also go to my website if you would like to schedule a consultation or want more information in regards to the essential oils. You can go to DeniseMuhammad.com, and my book, Treat Depression Naturally, is on Amazon. Type in Treat Depression Naturally, and it'll pop up on Amazon. And that's it. Yes, sir.
Yes,
Any closing? We have about 3 minutes left.
Well, just, you know, I mean, like I say, it's not about nobody can heal nobody. Everybody has to heal themselves. If they can't, they should not be listening to anybody that is not directing them to healing themselves. Because the best surgeon performs the best transplant surgery, but if your body doesn't accept it, it's a failure.
Right.
So if they aren't teaching you or leading you or showing you how to heal yourself, which we have an immune system and a whole bunch of other stuff in our bodies to help us, then they might not be giving you the best medical advice that you could get.
Yes, sir. And we
I'm sorry. We got one day we're going to extend this show. Because
right,
I'm going to tell you, that stethoscope and that blood pressure monitor and that oxygen monitor, once they take your blood pressure and listen to your heart and see how you oxygen deficient, then what? It don't mean that
right.
Stuff doesn't mean nothing. And I'm sorry. The white coat, I mean, in our history, we had nobody putting on a white coat that was original.
Yes, sir. Well, show Brother Sean, our show is about to end in about 25 seconds. Just want to let our listeners know that we will have another show, not next week, but the following week. We're going to do it every twice a month. And thank you all for listening, and enjoy the rest of your evening. Peace and blessings of health to you all.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.